Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
The DA has called on the SA Human Rights Commission to investigate the Nelson Mandela Bay municipality for the state of pollution in the city's rivers. A report tabled at a public health committee meeting last week showed four rivers had elevated levels of bacterial pollutants above the health and legal thresholds. DA Councillor Mtokozisi Nkosi joins us now. Councillor, thank you for your time. Give us the background. What has necessitated the DA approaching the SA Human Rights Commission, and what is it that you'd like them to do?
Yes, thanks, Darren. Over the last few years, we have had massive issues with our river pollution. And we have seen that the problem is not getting addressed. But what made us really take steps was when one of the groups that are trying to assist with eliminating or assisting in preventing this river pollution were refused information, and they were told that in order for them to access this information, they must apply through PIAM. And we felt that over time, you know, the municipality may be in denial about the impact of this river pollution on human health. And on the day that this item was presented, there was a very interesting presentation that was made by the Nelson Mandela University about how river pollution is affecting communities in Kariega. We felt that at this point, we must do something, because it doesn't seem that there is anything that is being done to address this situation, and it's become an acceptable condition of those rivers or situation that our rivers are contaminated. We felt that the municipality has basically washed hands, and we are getting these reports, but if you look at the results, the elevated levels keep on increasing, and they're reaching levels that are indicating that there's a lot of fecal matter in our rivers. And if we are not careful, we may find ourselves under a very serious health risk, especially the communities that live along those rivers or that use those rivers for recreational facilities.
Okay, so what would you like the SA Human Rights Commission to do? I understand that you've been frustrated. You've got to use the Promotion of Access to Information Act. But as far as the SAHRC goes, what would you like them to do?
Yes, so we felt that, or we feel that, you know, our people or residents in this metro are being denied the right to have the environment that is safe, that also benefits, you know, the present communities and also our future generations.
If I might interrupt, you're talking about constitutional rights that you feel are being violated.
Yes. Specifically Section 24B of the Constitution. So we felt that firstly, that right is not being honored. We felt that we don't have, you know, it's being infringed one way or the other, because we can no longer use that water for recreational use since it's highly contaminated. Secondly, we also look at the National Water Act of 1998, which protects and sustains water resources and ensures equitable access to quality water for all citizens. We understand the role of national government, but at the same time, according to the municipality's own report, we are, as a municipality, to blame because of our sewage pipes that are leaking and the sewage that is not being well managed by the treatment site. But another thing that we also were concerned of is the bureaucratic approach in terms of giving information, which is why then we also made reference to the Bill of Rights, that the Bill of Rights you know, allows communities to have access to information. And if the municipality then makes it so hard and so difficult for people to get live information so that they can make decisions at that point, whether can I use this water for recreational use or not, and that information is not forthcoming, they need to go through a strenuous process in order to get information. We felt that that is shouldn't be allowed, and we should really try to get the South African Human Rights Commission to intervene so that the behavior does not become entrenched unnecessarily.
Councillor Nkosi, you've mentioned four rivers. Could you identify those rivers and give us an idea of how bad each one is at the moment in terms of E. coli and fecal matter that's been detected?
Sure. The situation actually varies, because we also do not receive reports We only get it on whenever we have got a standing committee for public health. So it's not information that we have got access to immediately when it happens. But the latest results that we have go until, I think, about December, if I'm not mistaken. And to give you an idea, for Escherichia coli, which we would refer to as E. coli, the acceptable levels for the colony-forming units, so that is the amount of bacteria that could be present, should be less than 130 CFU per mil. And then we have got fecal coliforms, which are also an indicator for fecal matter. Those should also be less than 130 CFU per 100 mil. So both of them is actually the same number. And let's look at the different results that we have received.
Yeah.
In Buckland's River, for example, around September, it was averaging about 242,000 CFU. So you can just imagine. And also the fecal coliform. So from 130 to about 242,000, that is a massive number. And we also, at some point in December 17, 2024, Chechi River, again, that is the same figure, 242,000 colony-forming units. And again, in Pepenkes River at Diching Algoa Park, it also recorded 345,000 CFU around also September. But some of them, because it varies, because they do sampling on a weekly basis and provide the report on those quarterly or bi-monthly meetings that we have, it can reach about 500,000. There is a figure, I think it's Chechi River, that is about 588,000 sometime in November 2024. That is ridiculous. It cannot be accepted. It's not a normal situation at all. And then the Swartkops River, again, which has high potential for tourism, for recreational use, again, the levels are elevated. We had about 242,000 in October 15, 2024. So you'll see that as the graph goes, that is a figure that we have, over 200,000 going to 300,000, and then sometimes it can reach about 500,000 count of the CFU of these fecal coliforms.
How do we combat this issue? It sounds horrific the way you've just described it to us. Those levels are elevated beyond belief.
Indeed. I think the first thing is for the municipality to accept that we have got a serious problem, especially relating to infrastructure. So if you look at the report, they do make assumptions what could be the cause of these elevated levels. Most of it says it's sewage that's spilling into the rivers, the treatment plants and all that. So it's investment in infrastructure to ensure that we prevent this sewage from spilling into our rivers. And secondly is enforcement, because they seem to also allude to the fact that it is quite possible that private, there are some private companies that are to blame for not, contaminating our water one way or the other. So, but fundamentally, what everyone seems to agree to is that it's the infrastructure that we have, the sewage and the water treatment plants that are contaminating our water.
What reaction have you had from the municipality, even private discussions? Because we have reached out to them to ask them to join us on the podcast, but we haven't been blessed with a reply so far. Have you been able to engage with them directly and get a sense of where they are on the issue?
Yes, we have. In our meetings, fortunately, we do have an opportunity to engage with the officials. But the sense is that, it is a long-standing problem that has been here. And it has become accepted, and the only reference would be we have got problems in terms of infrastructure. We have got problems in terms of the pipes that are old and some of the businesses, but we are not seeming to there isn't any inclination to look for what could be a situation. I think that this has become normal in a sense that there is no agency that is attached to making sure that this problem is resolved as soon as possible. And they even, short-term solutions, they haven't really been forthcoming in terms of what can we do immediately to try to limit this contamination. I can just say that, it would seem to me no one is actually looking for a solution. And the Department of Public Health, which is responsible for monitoring this water, would blame the Department of Infrastructure and Engineering to say that they are the ones that are responsible for infrastructure. And they've got this River Water Monitoring Committee, of which we as councillors requested that we should be forming part of. It was a recommendation that we made, but they did not, they haven't invited us to that, because if there are companies within the wards that are responsible for water contamination, the councillor would happily go to that company and talk to that company, or the councillor would assist in driving that issue so that it gets the necessary attention, especially politically, in order for those issues to be resolved. So in short, there is no sense of urgency, and there is that acceptance that this is a situation that we find ourselves in, and you know, we have got to learn to live with it. And we are giving you this report. This is just a report of what we have done, but everything else should go to infrastructure and engineering, who are responsible for infrastructure, and then they'll say that there is obviously no funding for this.
Right, so you've sent the letter to the Human Rights Commission. Is there a timeline attached by when they need to have replied or have taken action?
No, we haven't attached, there isn't any timeline that we have stipulated, but we would want to closely monitor this and, of course, ask for feedback and in terms of what actually is the progress in terms of this report. It's one of our big issues or strategic issues that we'd want to drive, and that I personally am committed to driving to ensure that at the end of the day, this matter receives the attention that it deserves. Because, I mean, it's unthinkable that the citizens of this metro are being exposed to such conditions. I mean, it's a serious public health concern that there is nothing that is being done. And also the tourism, you know, it can benefit massively if our waters are clean. You know, there are many opportunities that could really, really dent our unemployment rate within our communities if we really saw water as an opportunity. I mean, if you look at Swartkops, for example, there used to be a lot of activities there, but because of the bad publicity that has occurred over the years and the contamination, a lot of people are very suspicious of going to, you know, to Swartkops and using our rivers. And of course, it is a precious resource that we cannot afford to abuse as we are currently doing. And if the situation continues like this, you have got to think about the future generations. What is going to happen to them? Are they going to swim in sewage, that we say it's a river, but in the actual fact, there's a lot of fecal feces, you know, there's fecal matter all over the river. What about them if we don't do anything now and we accept the status quo as is at this point?
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.